The Gaza Strip is about twice the size of Washington, D.C., and it's packed with some 1.8 million people. Imagine a city that size with only two ways in or out for people, and bombs falling all around you. And that's where we start our coverage today of what's happening in the Middle East. Earlier, I spoke with Arwa Mana. She's a resident of Gaza, and she works with the international charity Oxfam. But like many in Gaza City, her work routine has been seriously disrupted, so we reached her at her home there. Tell us, first of all, what's the situation in your neighborhood, Arwa?
The situation is very confusing. All of a sudden, I can hear very huge explosions very close to my place. And then it go to the calm for maybe 5 minutes, maybe 6 hours. And then it goes again to huge booms. In my neighborhood, the streets are completely empty. Most of the shops are closed. People are just staying home because they are so scared to move around.
So lots of people staying in place. I mean, how does that just disrupt daily life?
People cannot go to their work. Most of, if not all, international organizations close down their offices, and people are working from home. People depend for their daily income on their daily work, and now they are not able to go to their work, which means that it has a huge impact on sometimes and in some places on the availability of food in their houses.
Well, it's Ramadan too, and that means people are fasting during the day, but typically Muslims have a big family meal or even a banquet for the evening meal, iftar. Well, what about now?
Exactly. It's Ramadan time, and now it's the fasting time for Muslims. Ramadan is a very family time. People visit each other. People go out after eating. Now all this doesn't happen. For example, I have my family 5 minutes away from my place, and I cannot even visit them since the beginning of the military operation in Gaza.
Yeah, so what do you do to kind of substitute for that big family meal at the end of the fasting?
Well, we are trying to substitute this with phone calls, but most of the phone calls are happening now to ask one question, whether the person we are calling is okay or not, because most of the time we hear about airstrikes next to my family house, for example, or a friend house. So even these phone conversations, they are all about checking whether they are fine or not, whether they feel safe or not, whether they have anything lacking in terms of food or water or basic needs or not. It's not anymore about how they are spending their time or how they are enjoying this very special time of the year, which is Ramadan.
So where are people getting like basic foodstuffs? Are any markets open?
Well, there are few markets open. The problem is how to move and to go to the market. It's very dangerous to move in the streets. It's not only dangerous at nighttime. It's also in the daytime. Because you can never know where and when the airstrike will take place. For example, we have one of our beneficiaries, for Oxfam beneficiaries, who receives food vouchers on a weekly basis. 2 days ago, he was killed in an airstrike on his way back from the market while he was shopping for food.
Oh, and there are many, many sad stories like that. I mean, as you point out, you work for Oxfam, and your organization typically assists people often with food. Do you have inventories of food, or are you also hindered? Is Oxfam also hindered by the attacks and unable to find food to distribute?
Well, usually we work through our local partners. We have local partners working in different sectors. For example, for the food security partners, they told us that they have enough stock of food, which can be enough for the coming 1 or 2 weeks.
And what about those notorious tunnels running between Egypt and Gaza? I mean, are they being used at all to transport supplies into the Gaza Strip?
Well, most of them have been destroyed. Food items in Gaza stopped to depend on the tunnels during the last year. And now it's mainly depending on the local production and the goods that are coming from Israel. And on the same note, the only good crossing connecting Gaza with Israel have been closed during the last 2 days. And if this continues, this will have a huge impact on the availability of food in Gaza.
Well, Arwa Mana, stay safe, and thank you very much for telling us about the situation in your neighborhood in Gaza. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.